Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Please be advised that Little Miss Recap contains adult language.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very serious edition, a very special episode of Little Miss Trashbag.
Not 10 seconds. Not 10 seconds, Ace. You couldn't keep it, under control.
I'm so sorry.
Guys, welcome. It's the reconvening of Murder Club.
Woo! Murder Club.
I like the Murder Club title.
Yeah.
I like Murder Club. I like Little Miss Trashbag.
Yeah. I like that we're attacking cases that are like 20 years old.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You don't want to be at the forefront because you might say something to get you in trouble.
True.
But once it's already seasoned and basically dead, it's like perfect. Like, this is the time to come in.
Yeah.
There's nothing we could say about Casey Anthony that someone else hasn't said.
Exactly.
Right. I also feel like there's going to be no, we're not going to like be able to fight over who we think did it or anything in this case.
Oh, I don't know about that, Amanda.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Save it. Okay. So we're talking today, guys, about Casey Anthony, or as I like to call her, Tap Mom.
Fucking Nancy Grace, man.
She's the worst. She's like, Casey Anthony is here with her father, and she's trying to say that he took the baby. And it's like, where is Tap Mom? I need to know. I'm like, why does she talk like that?
I just wrote Nancy Grace has a stroke at some point. I'm here. Oh, she's the worst. She shows up, you're fucking screwed. Like, shows up, just plead up.
Yes, whatever. Just know it's time. Your time has come, and you're done.
Just fold.
So what was, I don't even know what the name of this was. I have 8 pages of notes and I don't have the name.
Casey Anthony, an American murder
story.
Something kind of like that.
Investigation Discovery, is that what the ID channel says?
Yeah.
They have the worst titles for things.
Yeah. How dare you?
I think this was the same title that we just saw for a different one. We just changed the person's name. It must have a series.
It's a series of murders.
I know you guys are waiting for an update, so yes, my mother has waited on this.
Okay.
And she is 100% convinced Casey Anthony is the murderer.
Okay.
Yes.
That's where she stands on this. So
I'm still stressed about Amanda. Okay.
We'll see what happens.
I'm glad we can have your mom.
I'm like 99.9% sold on something.
That's not 100%.
That's not 100%, and I'll explain my 0.1%.
I'd give my left testicle to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not the right, though? That's the special one?
Yeah, I like my right one better.
Okay, I understand.
No. Okay.
I like my right boob better. You know, what are you going to do?
For both audiences, I'm going to say trigger warning. Child abuse, child neglect, child murder, sexual assault, alleged sexual abuse. Anything else?
Fingering?
Fingering.
Amanda, you can't laugh during the trigger warning.
Yes,
I was trying really hard to keep it in.
I'm gonna have to put a trigger warning on the trigger warning.
Okay, I'm the one who's off the rails already. Jesus.
Oh God.
I got about 3 hours of sleep last night, so we're working on all cylinders here.
All right.
Good. It's going to be a good episode.
Let's start where, do you remember this happening and what do you remember about it?
I remember all of it happening, and I remember we were on family vacation during the court hearing, and Caitlin, it was the, oh, this is actually a funny story. This was Caitlin's first family vacation with my trip.
With your
but
family?
I had, or yeah, with my, what did I say?
With my trip.
With my family.
I thought your dad's name was Trip. I was like, okay.
But I had another girlfriend.
I wasn't his girlfriend though. I was just his friend, but I got to go on the trip and she didn't.
Yeah. Did you bang on the trip?
No.
No, but we did sleep in the same bed.
Yeah, we slept in the same bed and we had kind of been dating, but then Caitlin wouldn't let me call her my girlfriend because she was embarrassed by me.
Caitlin.
So then it was like, okay, well, I'm gonna date this other girl.
Caitlin, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
I want that as my text tone so badly. You have no idea. Just you screaming,
why?
But why? I remember us all sitting around in the on family vacation watching the trial and coming back and them saying that she was not guilty. And it was like, why?
I mean, Caitlin, what do you remember about it? First of all, you're traumatized because you're on a date with some guy who's really into you. You're not into him. You're forced to sleep next to him. What else?
I don't remember any of this.
I was going to say, I'm telling you right now, she doesn't remember.
I don't remember we were on family vacation. I don't remember where we were. I don't.
Where
remember
were you on vacation?
We were in Lake Tahoe, and it was the same. The night that they said that she was not guilty was the same night that you guys all decided to do crazy hair day, and you put water bottles in your hair and put it on top of your head.
How
she
do
doesn't
remember
anything. It's so wild.
I'm kind of like that too. I have large chunks of my life are missing.
All I remember is like knowing straight from the beginning she did it.
Oh
yeah. Okay, Amanda, your turn. Where were you?
So I missed the whole thing because I was in Germany summer of 2008.
Mm. Well, so some of us take better family vacations than others, I guess.
Not a family vacation. I was working. I was taking a group of teenagers on a camp youth exchange. So,
oh God,
yeah.
You almost became Casey Anthony.
Yeah, exactly. I could have Casey Anthony myself right out of there. So, no, I missed the whole thing, and then there was the trial, and I was like, I don't know why we care about. Like, I just did not pay attention.
So you could have been on the jury then.
I actually, this is a jury I could have been on. The other one I could totally be on because I know nothing about other than the woman's name is Jodi Arias. I know nothing about
don't
her.
Don't even say that name in my mother's presence. Don't even say it.
Okay.
Because apparently, after we watched Casey Anthony, the Jodi Arias one came on. And I said, wasn't she like, did she cut his penis off? And he's like, no. And I said, was he like a paraplegic? And he's like, no. And I said, was he a track runner? And he's like, no.
Yeah, Caitlin
so
had
it all wrong.
Caitlin had no, she's like not. Cut off the penis. I'm like, that's Lorraine Bobbitt.
Lorraine Bobbitt.
She's
John
like,
Bobbitt. Yeah.
Was he in the Olympics? And I was like, no. And then she's like, well, wasn't he paralyzed? I'm like, no, that's another guy. The guy in the Paralympics killed
the dude
his
who
girlfriend.
Shot his girlfriend. Yeah,
yes.
Right, Oscar.
She should have it right.
And Jodi Arias Oscar is an Arizona crime.
Yeah, I was like, isn't she here? We could go visit her.
Yeah.
Oh, we well, should... now you're learning that there are prisons near you. You
yes.
Be near
I
you.
Mean, there's so much
yeah,
to learn. But...
I know. I'm going to go. Do you think that she'd let us in as
no.
her visitor?
Okay. No.
We should do that next. We should do that next.
I chose to wear my Delaware sweatshirt for you guys since you struggle at knowing that it's a state.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yes. Right now, when you just held that up, I was like, oh, she's got a lot of city pride. I didn't realize, again, it was a state.
It's a state. And I went to college there, so.
And I went to the Alamo, and it's a real place in Snow. Okay, let's just.
Mimi, where were you when all of this happened?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was also on family vacation.
Okay.
I was in Ocean City, New Jersey.
Woohoo!
It was 2011, so my girls were 5.
Okay.
And you were sober because it was Ocean City.
Of course. And my mom was with me. It was me, my mom, and the girls, and we just sat and watched the trial the entire time. The girls were like, oh, it's on the beach, mommy. We're like, shut up. It's closing arguments. And like, we were
Mommy's
just
working.
Obsessed with it. I'm solving a murder.
Mommy's working.
It's so funny because I want to say, oh, no, that would not work. I was going to say my mom was probably around my age now when that happened. So it was 12 years ago and she's 68. Amanda, do math.
That means she was 56.
Okay, no, much older than me. Okay.
Was this the case, though, that, like, really made court TV take off?
Wait, that was just OJ. Really quick. I just want to go back on that. OJ. I want to go back on that math for just a second. You said it was 12 years ago, Amy?
Yeah, because my girls are 17 and they were 5. So that
okay,
was 12
so you're under
ago.
The impression that your mom gave birth to you at 12. I'm the same age my mom was at the time. I'm not good at math, but I was doing that one pretty quick.
I mean, her mom was pretty young when she had her, so not she's, quite 12, though.
She was 19.
Okay. Just a little bit off. Few years on 12. Just a little bit off.
You should have heard our conversation earlier about pi, the number pi. We were like, we have no idea what it's used for. You could tell me that it, like,
find the circumference
cancer, like,
of a circle.
All right. It's
the circumference of a circle, the outside part of a circle.
Yeah, 3.14.
You know that, and you don't know the fucking Alamo is a building.
I'm good at math. I'm good at math, but I'm not good at history.
Okay. All right. So now we've established where we all were. Yes. Okay. Let's move forward. Okay.
So they weren't talking about this in Germany at all?
I had no access to TV. Okay. Oh. I was like literally
this
working at
this sounds
summer
like
camp.
Hell, Amanda. You have no
amazing.
Access
it was
to
such a good
TV. You're with a bunch of kids?
Yeah. Well, we drank a lot, so that helped.
The kids.
I don't ever want to be where there's not TV.
Some of them did. When we finally toured through Germany, I think some of the kids did.
Was it a church trip?
No, it was a YMCA camp.
Okay, I was like, this sounds like a church thing. And,
no,
okay.
It was YMCA camp.
Wow.
Well, isn't the YMCA religious organization?
No. I mean, it was founded as the Young Men's Christian Association, yeah, but it's not particularly religious anymore.
Just so you know, I'm watching Turning Point, and they're at the part where they're splitting up Berlin. It's really interesting. Oh. You would love it. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And we're trying to figure out what Berlin is and why it was split.
You know, pie, you could figure out the circumference of Berlin.
Ace and Caitlin, last night I had dinner with our girl, Lori Samper.
Yes.
And we were talking about the fact that you did not know that Paris and France, like that Paris was a city in France. You thought Paris was just France.
Yes. Yeah. I just assumed all of it was there.
Yeah.
And you assumed like Paris was a nickname for France?
No, I just kind of thought like it was one and the same. Like,
you know, it was like Paris was the big city.
Yeah. And then like maybe there was a little bit of outskirts. Here's my question. Yeah. I get so confused. Like when I know when this case was airing with Casey Anthony, I was under the impression that this was in Orange County, California.
Nope.
Yeah, no, and it's Florida, which is Orlando. Really. Struggle bus for me because it's like,
there's a lot of crimes in Colorado and Florida.
Yeah,
I feel Florida's like. A scary place. There's a reason there's like Florida Man. Like,
yeah,
Florida. I was just in Florida last weekend. It's a scary place.
Yeah,
I think like the heat just drives people crazy.
Yeah,
it's for real sure. Fucking hot. Mm-hmm. Well, then there should be crazy people in Arizona because you guys get it.
Oh, there
hot.
Is.
But it's dry. Areas. But it's dry. It's dry here.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I was trapped in Arizona on 9/11. Whole story, but it was 115 degrees. So no, I don't care if it's dry. It's like an oven. It's disgusting.
Feels nice.
Okay, we're starting.
Okay,
sorry.
Okay.
Here we are.
Kaylee Anthony is 2 years old and she's missing for 31 days. Cindy Anthony, Casey Anthony's mother, calls the cops one night in 2008 and she wants her 22-year-old daughter, Casey, arrested for stealing her car. The police get out there. They tell the police, BT Dubs, my granddaughter's also been missing for 30 days.
Did we forget to mention we haven't seen her in a while?
And she's two. I mean, she could have gotten out. I don't know.
I think she actually took the car.
So George and Cindy are the parents. George is a former cop. Cindy's a nurse. They live like a pretty much normal family. So now they're questioning Casey. Casey says she dropped the babysitter off at the Zanny the Nanny.
Mm-hmm. And she hasn't seen her since.
Because apparently her parents do not question that she has employed this nanny on the side.
Right. Do you wonder how much do you think you have to pay a nanny to just take your child for
a month
straight?
And you're not worried?
Here's the thing.
That's a lot.
I'm immediately shooting holes in this story.
Right.
Because her father's a cop.
Yeah.
So we can assume that unlike a lot of people in this country, she does not have a strained or different view of the police. Like she's not intimidated by the police. They're familiar and friendly to her. Her dad probably had cop friends. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, yeah. If this really happened, I feel like she could go home and tell him.
Which is like, why, like, every part of the story is like, even if there was something, it's like, no, you would report your kid missing. Like, you don't just drop them off a babysitter and then not question where they are for a month. You know, there's way too many things that it's like, there's, you know, she killed
him. Listen, I don't want to give advice to anybody on how to do this better, but I do think that if she had just said, like, called right away and been like, my daughter's been kidnapped, I don't know where she is. And
Zandy the nanny took her.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't even say the nanny, because the nanny didn't even know who she was. I think, like, if you were like, I don't know, she's missing, and then all of it would have been probably off of you for at least a while. But at to report her missing after a month?
Yeah, I'm like, you're already caught red-handed.
Why didn't her parents say something?
I think
in a month.
True.
I do think that's weird. And so she was
the
0.1%
is her dad. For me, the 0.1% is her dad. He creeps me the fuck out.
Because I'm going to forget about it, but was anyone else just a little bit like jump scare when you saw Casey Anthony's mom during this documentary? I was like, she looks so different. She looks so different.
She looks like three different people.
She looks like somebody. I can't think of who.
How she looked when Kaylee disappeared.
Yeah.
How she looked at the trial and how she looks now. She looks like three entirely different people.
And her dad?
He doesn't change.
Ever. Yeah, no, the exact same man. He's had that white hair the entire time.
Yep, not a thing off.
I asked my mother, I was like, because my mother is very close to my girls. They're her only grandchildren, right?
Well, and I think when she became a grandma at 18.
I said, would you turn me in if you thought I did something to my girls? She's like, 100%. 100% I would turn you in. I'm so mad at Cindy for like backtracking on the things that she had thought and kind of trying to help Casey. I mean, I don't know. I'm of two minds. I get it. I get it. But it's like, ugh.
Did you ask your mom where the line in the sand is of like when she would not turn you in?
How far can you go?
Like, obviously not to your children.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
What about if you killed your husband? Would she cover for you then?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Okay.
It's with my the grandchildren. So I was my grandmother's absolute favorite. She had five grandchildren. I was her absolute favorite. She would tell anybody who listened. So I feel like your grandchildren rise above your kids at some point. Yeah. So my
not
kids
all of
are
us.
Not all of us. My grandparents didn't give a fuck about
okay.
My grandpa hated me.
Of course. My other grandparents hated me, so I get it. But my one grand loved me. So I think for my mom, she loves my kids more than she loves me. So of course she would turn me in.
Yeah.
And I think Cindy did too.
I couldn't believe that Cindy's still talking to Casey.
Well, and I think, too, maybe your mom likes them more because they got past the age of 12 before they were moms. And so it's like they're already
proud of them.
They're doing the right stuff.
They're not going to be on Teen Mom like you.
Yeah.
Pre-teen mom. They're just hanging out in cars wearing half shirts and vaping. They're not doing anything wrong. Okay. So now there's this whole second lie. So the first lie is that Zanny the nanny took her. Mm-hmm. The second lie is that she worked at Universal Studios, and apparently she's been keeping this lie going for 2 years.
This is my favorite lie. I loved when they brought her in the employee entrance and like made her talk to the security guard, and they're like, no, you're not on the roster, and your boss is not either. Like, I'm
the
like, what did you think she was going to do?
Just walked through those hallways like, yep, here we go. I'm going to take you guys right there. And people looked at her like, what are you doing here? Like,
hi, Bob. Hi, Fred. Great to see you.
Yeah. Like, how delusional do you have to be? And again, you're just making, let's say in some crazy world, Casey Anthony did not kill her daughter. Let's just say. But she's doing all of this stuff.
You're
it doesn't
only
matter.
Making yourself look
I'm
worse.
I'm already believing you killed her. Like, you've done nothing to help your case.
I will say, Amanda, I think our good friend John Ackman has come in with his razor.
Yes, John Ackman.
Occam's razor here. She did it. It's the easiest,
the
most
simplest.
Plausible. Yes, answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
The simplest answer is generally true.
So that's the second lie. They shoot a hole through that, right? Now. we learned
I wanted
that
them to have her put on her uniform.
Like, I wanted her to go operate a ride. Like, go operate a ride.
I wanted her to dress up as Dumbledore and walk through the park. Like, you know.
So Now they bring her in for questioning. We see all of that. She's insisting she doesn't know where Kaylee is. I don't know. Like, not even I saw her and I, like, now it's just, I don't know and I'm not talking about it. So they arrest her. They arrest her. And then this woman, I don't know her first name, but her last name is Velez. Oh, here it is. Jane Velez Mitchell. She is like a broke down version of Nancy Grace. And she's trying to be Nancy Grace.
She was on like,
can you believe the balls of this girl?
And I'm like, and doesn't she kind of look like a Cavalier King Charles? Like, there's something with her face that I was like, huh, it's like a Cavalier. Cavalier King Charles.
She does. Oh, God.
So they arrest her on, like, child neglect or something. And lying to the police? Is that a charge?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I've probably committed that quite a few times in my life.
Don't admit that, Amy.
Now Casey gets a phone call and she calls her mother and we hear it. And let me tell you something. As the mom of two teenage daughters, she sounds kind of like a spoiled brat on that phone call. She's like, Mom, what are you why are you worried about Kaylee? Like, I'm in prison. What are you talking about?
And again, like, why are you worried about her? I have no clue where she is, but why is anyone worried? It's like, why are you not worried? You're her mom.
Yes.
Right.
She's just like, I'm in prison. Don't you give a shit that I have to wear a prison bra? Did you know they take your bra off you when you go to prison and they have to give you one?
Because you can't have wires.
Yeah, can't have wires.
Even a sports bra. They give you their own. You can't have
your own. Yeah, but it's like that because there's no wires or anything.
If I didn't have contacts like either, I have to have glasses.
Honestly, I wouldn't wear a bra.
No, yeah. If I'm feeling like, I'm not wearing my bra anymore.
Yeah, me.
I'm off.
I'm giving up. I'm giving up on everything.
I'm letting my milkers hang.
I don't know if my back could take it.
That's true.
I think I need the bra.
You need it?
Need it.
You need the support.
So now we have Casey's fucking off and hanging out with her boyfriend when she gets out. Tony Lazaro. And a friend of his named Clint lives with Tony. And he's like, the cops came. They searched the house. He says, Casey was over all the time. She brought Kaylee. And then all of a sudden in the middle of June, she stopped bringing this kid around. Now we learned that Casey has been fucking around and finding out in these nightclubs and stuff while her kid is missing.
Can you imagine just like you and your friends are all hanging out, you're doing stuff. I mean, I'm sure you did this like when your friends went to the Sadie Hawkins dance in eighth grade and you brought your girls with you. But like to just like have a baby around, it's such a buzzkill, you know?
Yeah. I know. Believe me, I know.
Babies are bummers, man.
Yeah, it's like, ugh.
Bummers.
We want
to
like
your baby to the party.
We want to do Xanax. We want to party. We want to do Molly. We want to drink. Mm, get
it's fine.
Fucked
they just
up.
Gave it to Kaylee.
And then it's just like, ugh, you brought your baby again. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
Did we ever have any clue who the dad is? Like, could you imagine watching this?
Oh, no, I have a theory about the dad.
I think I know that that's my kid because she looks like me and I did sleep with her around that time. And then this happens. Like,
did you guys all hear the rumor that her dad was the dad?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, there's something about this man. Every time he comes on screen, I'm like, ugh, he creeps me out.
I'm not saying I believe it, but I love a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Love a conspiracy.
They have her DNA because they have her hairs from the trunk.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they could do a DNA analysis and see who her parents are, right, Amanda?
This is Amy, this is where you just become a little too smart, a little too educated. It's like, no, it's her dad.
No, I just watch enough murder shows. I feel like they could build the familial DNA tree from the mitochondrial DNA.
And at some point, don't you think if you're her dad, you would have come forward?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could have written a book.
Maybe that's she doesn't saying, know like, who it is. Maybe she doesn't know. Like,
she might not know.
But I think I would be like, hey, I know that I was fucking that girl. Her. She was my waitress at Chili's. We fucked in the back alley.
It was a big enough case that you'd be like, I know I slept with her around that time and that kid looks kind of like me.
Is it possible he was with Amanda in Germany?
Maybe.
You know?
Did we never, Amanda, can you Google real quick and see if there's ever been any speculation of somebody coming forward? Because now that you mention it, I don't think anyone ever came forward.
Okay. I'll work on this.
Maybe she Casey Anthony'd him too.
Oh.
There's look up missing men in Florida.
Kaylee Anthony, first thing you get is father. Okay. Kaylee Anthony, who is Kaylee grandfather? I don't give a fuck. Did they do a paternity test? During much of her pregnancy and nearly all of little Kaylee's life, he assumed the role of father after Casey told him the baby was his. But who's the his?
Who's the him? Who's the him? Who's the him?
I don't know who the him is. Who is Kaylee Anthony's father? See paternity theories.
Oh my.
Oh, is Jesse Grund? That's a terrible name. Grund. Jesse Grund was once engaged to Casey during much of her pregnancy and nearly all of little Kaylee's life. He assumed the role of father. So he actually had a relationship with this kid.
Okay.
After Casey told him the baby was his, even though the timing of her conception didn't quite line up with their relationship.
Okay, so that's not his.
Eventually, a DNA test confirmed he was not the father.
Okay, but the DNA test did not confirm it was her father.
Her father, not that I know of. Oh, yeah, Jesse. Now we've got this guy, Jesse Ortiz. He died in a terrible car accident. That's not good.
That's why he didn't come forward. So he wasn't watching.
That's
he wasn't
right.
In Germany, but he was.
He was not in Germany. With
he
us.
Wasn't watching.
He was
the
on the Autobahn, smashing his car up.
Is Casey Anthony's former co-worker Josh the father of her daughter? We need Maury Povich on this.
Okay.
It's really what it's boiling down to.
Right. Yeah.
We really do.
So now
we get to the bottom of it.
Now we get to the car. Okay. So the police discover that Cindy Anthony had actually called 911 again before they got there. So there was like, you know, 12, 17 minutes between her first call and them getting there. So in that time frame, she called again and said, "Oh my God, my daughter's car, we just opened it and it smells like there's been a dead body in it." Okay. Now, the dad was a cop. I think the dad was probably around a dead body in his life.
And the mom was a nurse, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she said that. She said, "I've smelled a dead body and I don't think that that's what it was." But it's like, and then who said it smelled? Could have smelled like old pizza? I'm like, those have
well,
to
so
smell.
That's the thing.
But
so
have you ever?
Dead bodies do not smell the
she
same.
She changed
have
her story.
You ever gotten pizza, taken it home, and then the next day you go in? I mean, it is disgusting. It is disgusting. Disgusting.
Ace, pizza
that
has
is left
never...
on the counter overnight is the best pizza in the world.
Pizza
but not
has
if it's
never been
in your car.
It has never been neglected long enough in my house to create a smell.
Okay.
Pizza is in my belly within 3 days.
But what about in your car? You just get it and take it home and it does stay. It lingers.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's
especially
a 2 minute drive.
Domino's.
Honestly, if they had said that was pizza, I would have said, "Oh, case closed. I got it for sure." But also, no, here's the thing. I don't believe that because who takes their pizza and puts it in the trunk? Nobody.
Yeah, well, no.
What pops their trunk and throws the pizza in there.
No, that's not what happened. So here's what happened. She said that the first she said that it was a dead body. That was her initial like crazy call to 911. Then as she calms down and realizes, you know, Casey's in trouble going to jail for this, she changes her story to there was a bag of garbage that an old pizza was in. And then the bag of garbage was thrown in the trunk. So, like, the pizza wasn't put right in the trunk. It was in the garbage bag, and there were maggots in it, and then it was thrown in the trunk.
Yeah. Okay, by that point, the pizza smell's already gone, you know?
The pizza smell's the least of the problems.
Okay, but why is she abandoning the car? Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
Again, she abandons the car. Leaves it at, like, a check cashing place.
And this is before Uber, so it's not like she Ubered away.
Right. And the parents didn't find out about it until this is like when I used to get parking tickets and my dad would just open the mail one day and they were there. And he was like, "Oh, you got more parking tickets at college." But they opened the mail one day, 22 days later or something. And that's when they found out the car was in the junkyard or at the what do you call it? A repo place.
Impound lot.
Impound. Thank you.
Was Casey, I know I watched this, but now I'm thinking. Was Casey living with them? Like,
yes, or, she
so,
was.
Like, you
but
don't,
she was also couch surfing.
Because it's like, you don't see the kid in a month. You don't see the car in 22 days. Like, why is nothing clicking? But if she was staying somewhere else, I guess it'd be easier to hide it.
I think she was saying that she was staying with her boyfriend.
Okay.
Because, what's his name?
That's why they weren't catching on as fast.
But, like, her residence was at home.
Clint House said that she was staying there a lot. So,
okay.
I don't know. And then if mom's a nurse, she might be working overnights. You know, a lot of nurses work night shift. Yeah. Like, we don't know. So she might not have known. And I don't know what the dad was doing. Fucking off somewhere, railing around town. Who knows?
I also want to point out, I liked the detective that was sitting in the abandoned house with the wood chip floors.
Yes.
Why was he doing that?
Why did we?
Why was that?
Who sat around scouted for this documentary? There's a location scout who was like, "I found the perfect place to do Joe Schmo's interviews. Like, people are going to be bewildered by how good this is." And it's like, it's a abandoned building that has wood chips for floors.
It was so weird. I just don't understand why we set up there.
It's like the 90-day tell-all. They just grab an old Sam's Club and they just start putting curtains around the couches. And
you're creating rooms. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
So now they find a Zanita Gonzalez in Kissimmee. Like, just some random woman with this name. And she's like, I've never fucking heard of these people. I have no idea who they are. I'm not a nanny. I'm, like, 30 years older than Casey said I was.
I wonder how she got that name. Like, where did she come up with her?
Well, they address that later. Oh. Because Zanny is the street name for Xanax.
For Xanax.
Oh, well, yes.
But then to come up with Zanita.
Zanita Gonzalez.
Oh, how did she come up with Zanita?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was a real person.
It's not a common name.
It felt very George Glass.
Yeah.
What I said. Wait, what was I saying that about, Amanda? Was it? No, it was with Meredith.
Meredith on Hey Bunky, yeah.
Yeah, I was talking about George Glass. So they find this woman. She has no idea. So now they're like, okay, Casey has done it. Like, this is it. Now we need to start proving our case. Casey lawyers up with Jose Baez. Do you remember this guy?
I remember this guy.
I remember this guy. And
I also thought it interesting that Casey did take them to Zanita's house, but there was nothing.
Oh,
in it.
I forgot about that.
And, like, you didn't go to check it. Like, you didn't see your kid in 30 days and you didn't go check and say, hey, the window's open and there's no furniture. Like, now she go.
And the apartment manager's like, that apartment's been empty for months. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know.
Isn't that such shitty luck, though? Like, you picked the abandoned apartment.
True.
Yeah. It's like, fuck.
Why couldn't have furniture?
Like, but what would she have?
Wouldn't it be great if she had rented the apartment and then, like, gotten some, like, rent-a-center shit so it looked like there was stuff in there and then pushed out?
Mm-hmm. She put, like, a room of the Gonzalez family on the doormat. Like,
throw, like, Kaylee's blanket on the middle of the floor and, like, tussle up some things.
Something. Yeah. Like, she's lazy, too, is part of the problem.
She's a lazy criminal. Around.
Yeah.
She's a lazy criminal. So we also see this video of Cindy and George going to see Casey in jail. And they're like, you could tell us anything. What's going on? You know? And she's like, Cindy starts crying and she goes, we're having a really hard time because this morning somebody said they think Kaylee is dead. And Casey goes, surprise, surprise.
What?
I was like, okay.
So every mother reacts when their kid might be dead. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, meanwhile, she's lawyered up and she's not talking to the police. Meanwhile, George and Cindy are out there conducting all these searches. They're hiring people. They're putting up billboards. It's very much the Modesto search party for Lacey Peterson.
I was just about to say, let's not forget that Scott Peterson was out looking for Lacey while he was talking to his girlfriend.
Right.
And he was in Paris watching the fireworks.
Mm-hmm. In Paris, which is a city, not a country.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So
I wish we could have done the Scott Peterson together.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Okay, so... Casey, this becomes national news now because Florida gives zero fucks about your privacy and you could just get any information you want. So all this shit is out there in the public and Nancy Grace gets a hold of it and she's top mom. Yeah, just going crazy.
Florida's top mom. Where is Kaylee?
Where are the children?
So Casey's released on bail. She's on house arrest. And broke down Nancy Grace is like, the media just flipped out. How can you let a killer walk free? And people are screaming baby killer. And they're like beating the shit out of each other on the front lawn of George and Cindy's house. I'm like, why couldn't I have been there for this?
The same thing. I'm like, I feel like I've just missed so many opportunities in life. Like, I just want to be in a crowd once, you know? Yeah. I just want to be with a crowd.
You doing hate shit
like that. No, but just like yelling. And I don't even know what we're yelling for.
Wow.
The Ace, you
like, where's the baby? And they're like,
just go to a protest rally. You can just do that shit.
Mm-hmm. Go to the women's march, man. Just start screaming. Yeah, just start screaming. So now
I go to the Lori Vallow trial. It's here.
We could talk about too.
So if we don't forget, we're gonna try and go to that.
I feel like we could be passionate enough to show up at a trial and start beating people if they don't agree with us. Like, what if you were in a situation, Ace, like in a crowd, let's say, and you're in a restaurant or something, and next to us, the four of us are having dinner, and next to us, there's a couple, and they're talking very loudly about how JonBenet was murdered by an intruder.
Yeah, you may put up a fight.
Well, okay, here's the thing about me. I can't throw a punch. My punch is a slap. So I have to be very careful how much I run my mouth. Words. Yes. I'm a Karen in that sense. Like, I can rip you apart with my words. Mm. But as soon as you stand up, I'm backing down.
Hey, everyone. Stay tuned. Little Miss Recap will be right back after these words.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Same. Okay.
Pretty much.
So
all bark, no bite.
Now the prosecutor says they're going to try to charge this case without a body. So they're going to build a circumstantial case. They start to put the charges together. Jose Baez, in the meantime, is putting out a narrative that she's falsely accused. Of course. She's innocent.
Well, I mean, that's his job.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Do you ever wonder, like,
is that the one she was fucking?
Yes.
Yes.
Be a defense attorney, like, and you know they're guilty. Like, how do you do it?
So my ex-husband was a public defender.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And so do the people tell them they're guilty, or is it
no, they can't.
Well, sometimes they do. Generally speaking, an attorney will say, don't tell me anything I don't want to know.
Yeah.
That I can't. Continue to do it. So the
plausible deniability, Amanda.
Exactly. So the thing that my ex-husband said a lot was that, like, he knew he was defending guilty people a lot, but the reason our system works is because we have good defense of everybody. Mm-hmm. That way, if you are falsely accused, you have a good defense. And he's like, most people aren't evil. Most people are either mentally ill or on drugs or both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, there were very few clients he had that I was like, fuck, this guy's scared.
I hope he wouldn't defend Casey.
Well, if he's a public defender and he gets assigned, there's not a lot you can
Amanda,
do that.
Why is he not on this call to talk to us about defending Casey Anthony?
Because he's your ex.
Well, we're still good friends.
Okay.
Do you think Ace is inappropriate sometimes? I don't want to introduce you to Charlie.
Let's just okay.
We'd need a lot of trigger warnings. Let's just put it that way.
More than just fingering.
Would he be like, chop, mom?
No, he'd just say weird shit.
I guess it's true. They probably think, like, I know they're guilty. I know they're going to go to jail, but I'm going to get them a fair
trial, make sure the trial is fair.
It would be hard. Yeah,
but there is a
especially
point.
Like the big ones where it's like they murdered their wife and kids. And like,
I think there's a difference between a public defender who just gets assigned to it and somebody who takes all this money and then does smear campaigns against the victims and all that stuff to try and paint their, like, there's, and I've heard people say this before, like, as a defense attorney, I want to make sure that the trial is fair. That way they can't come back and try and turn it over or anything like that. And I'm like, but you also didn't need to be like, actually, this girl who got murdered was a slut.
Well, and I would argue that the prosecution did a little bit of this. I don't know if you picked up on this, Amanda, but my slut shaming radar went up.
Yes,
when they start showing pictures of Casey dancing,
scantily clad,
rubbing up against another woman, like, oh, oh, she's, you know, she might be bisexual or a lesbian, so she must be a murderer. Right. She must be a terrible mother. Like, I hate that shit.
Like, no, there's way too many other things that make her a terrible mother.
Yes.
That's not it.
Yes. So on December 11th, the utility worker stops in the woods to pee, and he finds a skull. And I was like, did he pee on the skull?
I hope not.
Good question.
Can you imagine being the one that, like, found, like, a big story like this? Like, I found Kaylee Anthony.
I want to be the person who finds it. I want it to be a skull, though, not, like, a full body.
Yeah.
And then I would probably write an entire book about it.
You would tell your story.
Yes.
Of course. Yes, of course.
It's
so
a shame
I
don't know a writer, Amy Archer writer.
I'd call it Peeing in the Forest.
A memoir
peeing into,
about
peeing into the winds of justice. I just wrote, it's never good, because we hear the 911 call and the guy's like, it's Joe Schmo and I found a skull, a human remains. And the 911 operator, I think it's her, goes, oh God.
I know. I was like, I thought I was supposed to say professional.
If you freak out the 911 operator, yes, that's a problem.
I'm like, if the 911 operator's like, oh crap. Like, what?
Yeah, they're usually like, people are calling, like, my husband's in shot. They're like, okay, please calm down.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. How great would it be to be a 911 caller? React to it. So like Amanda calls me, she's like, oh my God, my husband's in shot. And I'm like, oh shit, girl, what'd you do?
I'd be way too nosy. I'd be like, what do you know about it? Like, who do you think did it? They're like, that's for the detectives.
Okay. So they find her body and it is pretty much just bones at this point. And it's in a large canvas bag, two smaller trash bags. The bones were kind of like intermingled, and that's how they found her. So there's really no soft tissue or anything that they could do any kind of testing. There's no blunt force to any of the bones. So they don't know how she died. They have no idea. No idea.
Maybe she died because she got thrown in the woods in a bag.
Maybe. Or you know what? Maybe she died because she had stolen her grandparents' car. She'd been driving around town. Mm-hmm. She got in an accident, flew out of the car and into the forest, and that's where she landed.
Clearly. After she got hopped up on Xanax.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now,
like, I'm in shock, honestly, that the Casey's defense attorney was like, what do we know about Kaylee? You know, was she in the wrong crowds? Was she running around hanging with the wrong people?
She was partying.
She was partying.
Was she at that hot dress contest with her mother?
Exactly.
So we do see our girl Beth Karras from Natalia Grace. We see her. And, you know, she's going through this whole thing about Jose Baez, how he wasn't really experienced. They thought he was in over his head. She was really surprised. They had to bring in the jury from somewhere else. Because they could not find anyone who did not think this woman did this.
I would have just lied and said I didn't.
Like,
know.
No, I don't watch anything.
I'm Amish. I don't watch TV.
As you're sitting there with your cell phone.
They opened up some of the court seats for the public, and people were getting there at 3 or 4 in the morning and fist fighting over them. Now, Ace, I could see you doing this.
Yes.
You would absolutely do
this. Yes, 100%. Sure. You and Caitlin would be in that line at 3 a.m.
I would be back in
her. Yeah.
And people would be.
I'd never make it. I would definitely sleep through my 3 o'clock alarm.
Ace would be shit talking, and Caitlin would be beating the shit out of the people who were giving him trouble.
I'd be like, yeah, don't you talk to her like that. Get him. Get him, Keek.
So George and Cindy, now this is a fucking wild part. George and Cindy are allowed to be in the courtroom because Kaylee is their granddaughter, but they're also going to be witnesses. So the judge is like, we're only letting you in here if you stay stone-faced the entire time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Put a pin in that. So now Jose Baez gets up and does his opening argument. And they're like, he basically says, okay, here's what happened. George and Casey were home. They find Kaylee in the swimming pool. She had gotten in there herself and had fallen and drowned. George starts screaming at Casey, what have you done? What have you done? And she freaks out. And George is like, give me that baby. I'll go throw her in the woods for you. Like, I'll go hide her. And that's what happened. And she lied because she was sexually assaulted by her father. She would have his penis in her mouth and go to school and act like nothing happened. And I'm like, what? What?
This is getting wild.
And George is just stone-faced, and Cindy is stone-faced. And I said to my husband, I'm like, well, how would you react in this? He's like, oh my God, I would lose my mind.
Well, they're about to be kicked out of the court if they change their face.
Yeah, I have a very honest face. So if the judge said that to me, I'd be like, all right, I got to go. Like,
I can't.
I don't have that ability.
But were you guys like, when he said she would have his penis, I was like, what?
Yeah.
That was shocking.
It was very graphic.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's not Jose just Baez. That's not Sit just down.
So are you believing this part of molesting Amanda? Her?
Or me?
Are you believing this part? Is this the part that's...
There's just something about George that makes me incredibly uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like, could he have sexually abused her? I don't know. There's just something about him that makes me feel like something.
I need to address something that we have skipped over and I think it's really important.
Okay, go ahead.
And that is the fact that they made Casey Anthony show up to court looking like an FLDS girl. The
yes,
worst
they did.
Hairstyle I've ever seen. And honestly, if I'm a juror and I'm seeing those pictures of her and then I see her FLDS, I'm like, I know this is an act.
Yeah.
Like, don't try to trick me. Let her come in her little slutty girl, hot girl costume.
She could be in like a hot businesswoman.
Because at least I know, like, this is the truth. You're giving me the truth. Don't try to sugarcoat
it. Like Ann Taylor. At least that would have been a little bit more.
She could have been in like Express, you know?
Yeah. Something. But not FLDS. Like, that hairdo was so bad.
I agree.
And also, again, if this was the truth and he's a cop, why wouldn't you call the police and say, we just found her? It's an accident. Like, kids drown all the time. It's so sad, but it's like maybe you go to jail for a little bit, but it's an accident. You don't cover it up and put her in a bag and take her to the woods. Well, like, that's not normal.
Here's where I am going to shoot a hole through this theory. So George and Cindy were the ones who found the car. It smelled like a dead body. They called 911. So they were willing to turn their daughter in at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he just not call the 911 and say she accidentally drowned? Like, why would he go through the extent of covering it up and putting this baby in the woods to protect his daughter? Like, it doesn't make sense.
He's a police officer. She is a nurse. They know that kids drown every single day. I'm sure Florida's just like Arizona. Everyone has a pool, and every year tons of kids drown, and it's very sad, but it's a reality. And no one's going to be like, you were negligent. You weren't watching. Like, it happens.
You're right. Yeah. He's a police officer. He would know, like, the consequences of that versus, like, taking her. And also, you can't take your granddaughter and put her in bags and then in the woods and leave her if you really cared about her. Like, you would do the right thing and say, this is an accident.
And
we
I think if Kaylee's able to drive the family Kaylee is able to drive the Pontiac Grand Am and the family, she
it
can
was
swim.
A Sunfire. How dare you?
She swim.
Sorry. The Pontiac Sunfire.
Yeah. It's just, and here's the thing, like, I'm just speaking the truth here. I think, he is a white retired police officer in Florida. They're not going to be distrustful of him right from the get-go. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They're going to take him at his word, at least, unless something is real off.
Yeah. But and again, it's a common thing that happens. Like, it's not outrageous. Yes. Yeah, it's awful, but it's like that happens.
You turn your head for 3 minutes and that can happen. Like, it doesn't take much.
I know somebody that happened to. It was awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
Amanda, usually people say you turn your head for 3 seconds, and you went for the full 3 minutes. She's like, I'm busy. I got busy. Stuff to do.
What is your stepson doing when you're turning your head for 3 minutes?
Oh, I don't want to think about what that. I don't want to think about it.
He's like lighting the kitchen on fire, drinking vodka. Like, we don't know.
No, that's not what's happening. But he is a 15-year-old boy, and I'll just leave it at that.
Real quick, we're gonna cut away to Nancy Grace, who's gonna tell us. Nancy Grace is gonna have a reaction to the sexual assault allegations. Go ahead, Nancy Grace.
Top mom has been sexually assaulted by her police officer dad. Nobody can be trusted in this case. I need to know, where's Kaylee?
You're pretty good.
And we're back.
Can I tell you really quick, since we're doing impressions, I want so badly to be able to do Beth Karras, but like, I think she's got a deeper voice than me. So it's it's so hard for me to get right. She's got a frog in her throat. Yeah, she's like Nancy Grace, but she's more down here, and she's a very interesting
voice.
Okay,
yes, I want to learn it.
I have to say, Ace, the other day when you were talking about your voice comes from your throat and not from your belly, I felt seen because I struggle with this all the time. My voice comes from my throat. It does not come from my diaphragm, like from deep.
You're saying a lot of come and throat in the same sentence.
I don't know.
I've come in my throat.
I don't know where my voice comes from. I don't know.
You don't sound like a throaty speaker.
Okay.
Probably like I'm a little raspy. It comes from my throat. I'm a little raspy.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So back to this. So the prosecutors, this is their case, essentially. They argue that there was duct tape found on her mouth. So they bring in this forensic pathologist that is like the mandible was attached to the skull, and that is never the case in a decomposed situation. So because it was attached, they think there was something binding it, and they found like some remnants of a little bit of duct tape. So they claim that, you know, this is a homicide because she was duct taped, she was in these bags, and she was hidden away from view. So that's how they know it's a homicide.
Ended up being an anthropologist degree?
Not yet. We're almost there. That's okay. Dr. Voss.
Okay. I enjoyed that man. Mm-hmm. Do you have a degree in what you're talking about? No, not at all.
And I thought, you know what? I could be an expert on a lot of things. And they're going to say, what certifications do you have? I say, I have watched a lot of Dateline.
I have a lot of experience in murders.
Yeah.
Just
by
watching.
I think honestly, I could have a degree in soap operas. I really think I could have it. Mm-hmm. I really could. So this guy, Dr. Voss, he's invented this. But see, when you think about what the technology is and how it kind of speaks to dating things, it could make sense that it would be in the realm of anthropology.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just my opinion. Not a scientist. but he does some tests where he's putting things in a coffee can and then he's like taking air out of it and he's like, oh, there's chloroform in there. It is sketchy. I don't know what's going on here. Whenever there's science that involves a coffee can, I'm like,
It's like Jesus science.
Like this is like a backyard experiment.
At least get like a bank teller tube or something. Does it have to be a coffee can?
Do you know that if you take the bank teller thing on accident, it is a federal crime? It's like a...
What if you return it right away?
No, so I did that once. I accidentally drove away with the tube in my car. And then they called me and they're like, you need to bring that back. Like, we know you've just forgot, but just so you know, like that's a felony or something.
Mm. Shit. Amanda, like, you heard him say on accident, right?
It was on accident.
Well, I have a theory that millennials say on accident and Gen Xers say by accident.
By accident.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon, somewhere between molesting all the kids and creating a monster, they were teaching kids or Sesame Street, I don't know who did it, that on it's accident. On accident. Yes.
Oh.
Try and track that down. Still try and track that down. It's my lifetime mission. Okay.
She's an anthropologist.
Go get a PhD in linguistics and that could be your thesis. On accident versus by accident.
9 times out of 10 I'm struggling for the right word and have to ask you. So no, I'm not gonna get a degree in linguistics.
It's fair.
Okay. So the prosecution calls Tony, her boyfriend. He's like, on June 16th, we went to Blockbuster. I bet you they rented the double tape of Titanic. What do you think?
What do you think?
Mm-hmm. The good Definitely. Old days, Blockbuster.
Yeah. I miss Blockbuster.
Me too. I loved it.
No porn. My favorite.
So Tony says she
Did
was
you
absolutely
say no
fine.
Porn, Amanda.
Amanda, there's always porn. There's always porn if you look hard enough.
Do you remember
the movie Sliver?
Wasn't it Hollywood Video had an adult section?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you had
a
to
lot
like
of them
go
did.
Behind a
behind
curtain
a
to see it. Yeah. And I can remember being like 10, just like, what's in there?
Friend of mine worked at an independent video store when we were in high school, and our friend's parents would like go and rent porn.
Oh, vomit.
Ew.
Yeah.
So we used to steal movies from our independent store. So they had a mail slot, and
you know
we
what?
Would lift up the mail slot, put 2 sticks in, and lift the tape up and out of the mail slot.
But you just had to get whatever was there.
Yeah. We got Pump Up the Volume. That was a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
We got that one time. I forget what else we got. Big, I think. Not so great.
So now we're like, what happened to Blockbuster and small family businesses? You fucking ruined it, Amy.
Good job, Amy.
You fucking ruined it all.
We had this little corner store by us, and this little old man named Sam ran it. And he would go in the back to make you a hoagie, and people would steal cartons of cigarettes out of his counter. And then he'd come back from the hoagie, and he'd be like missing all these cigarettes, and he went out of business. So we always say like my friend group, we
Killed
put that
him.
Guy out of business. Wow. And I still carry guilt with it
now.
To this day. Like I need to
I
find
hope,
him and make amends,
I
like Ace did with
one
his
day,
boy.
Yeah. One day when you die and you get to your meet your maker, I hope that Sam is standing there and he says, too. "You fucking I little bitch, you took all my cigarettes."
I was a little too young. I wasn't smoking at the time, but I was complicit. I'm not saying I was not involved. I was complicit. Okay. I was with
was this
these
a Jenny
kids.
Situation, Amy. Was this
no, Jenny never smoked.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
No, no. Okay. These were boys I was, you know, trying to save and rescue. Yeah. Oh. Okay. So let's get back to the real crime and ignore my crimes.
Okay. Transition.
So now the defense, all they have to do is create reasonable doubt. And I think they do. They rip apart the duct tape situation. They bring up. So there's this guy, Dr. Lawrence Kobolinski. And he's like, dude, jurors are dumb. Just bring up some experts of your own and make them like say other things. And Jose Bautista's like, okay. So he just brings up other doctors and they say other things. And the jury's like, okay. So now he shoots a hole in everything. He even puts Cindy on the stand. And Cindy's like, well, now that I think about it, it was probably garbage in the car that smelled. And no, I never thought it was a dead body. And they're like, dude, here's the 911 tape of you saying it's a dead body. And she's like, oh, I only said that so that the 911 team would get there faster.
Take it seriously.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know this? If ever someone goes missing, you need to say that they have a very serious medical condition and they will act faster.
I heard you say that recently.
Yes.
Tell someone, if someone's missing, say they're a diabetic. People don't fuck around with that.
Yeah.
I was going to say epilepsy.
If you say that you think epilepsy is good,
but diabetes, like, if you're a type 1 diabetic and you don't have access to insulin, in like 12 hours, you could be dead.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Way to bring the mood down, Amanda, when we're talking about something so fun.
We're talking about child murder.
Yeah.
Okay. So now they rip up Dr. Voss. He has to admit, I have a degree in anthropology, which is nothing to be ashamed of, but whatever. So then they have experts testify that the chloroform found could be found from anything, including cleaning products, when she was scrubbing the evidence out of the trunk, you know, easily could have been left behind. There's this other thing. They have the home computer, which why have people not learned by now to get an incognito window? I have no idea.
Right.
So she has the family computer looking up how to make chloroform.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy says, oh, that was me. I was looking up chlorophyll because I was concerned that my dog was eating the bamboo leaves in the backyard. And they're like, the time and day it was searched, you were at work. We have proof of that. And she's like, nope, it was me. Nope, it was me.
Why was she covering for her? Like,
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I mean,
also, I want to know how you make chloroform, but I'm afraid to Google it because God forbid someone in my life disappears.
Yeah, don't do it.
You need to get the incognito window later. That's clear true. Out your porn search and put in how to. Yeah.
Next Friday, I'm going to make you do it.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to New York next Friday.
Ooh.
You're going to see Reality Gaze. We're very excited.
Oh, fun.
So, all right, Cindy claims she was home. They had proof she doesn't give a shit. Now they go after the crime scene. I guess the guy who was taking a whiz on the body.
Oh. On the baby's body, yeah.
Put a little stick in that eye hole and pulled it up and was like swinging it around or something. But he's like on the stand and he's like crying, saying, I didn't know. I was just like trying to see what it was.
I'm like, okay. I don't want to touch it with my hands.
That's another thing. They put George on the stand and he has a complete breakdown because they know that he tried to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And then they use that against him. Like, that was heartbreaking. You probably did it, and that's why you wanted to commit suicide. He's like, no, probably just because I know that we're trying to protect our daughter who did it.
Right.
And
because I lost my granddaughter.
And you're accusing me of being a sexual abuser.
Like, he read the note, and it was devastating. Like, it was really, it was about losing Kaylee. It wasn't about, okay. So the defense concludes that the death should not be ruled a homicide because there wasn't enough evidence for it. And now Jose focuses on Casey's behavior and they bring in all these witnesses again that were like, she was partying, she was getting tattoos, she was doing this, she was doing that. And they're like, oh yeah, she was a pretty good mother. I don't know if like 21-year-old kids could be the judgment of what is a good mother.
Right.
I wouldn't throw stones in glass houses. 12-year-old mom.
But it's like what if you asked me at 18 if somebody was a good mother, it would just be like, oh yeah, she seems to be nice to her kid. That's what a good parent was. In my,
they've always got clothes on. I don't know.
Right, like the kid she doesn't show up like with bruises or anything. She must be a good mom. Yeah. Like they don't.
And what about her Bella Vita tattoo?
Bella Vita, yeah.
Beautiful life,
mm-hmm. Beautiful life.
Yeah. So
it's a ugly tattoo.
The closing arguments, like I said, they're slut shaming Casey all over the place, and Jose is like, Amanda. Like we talked about in Scott Pearson, you guys weren't there. You weren't there.
Right.
Did the prosecution prove their case? I don't think so.
No, I don't think they did. Nor do I think they did in Casey Anthony.
Wait, for Scott Peterson or for Casey Anthony? No,
for Casey Anthony. After you watched the trial, if you were on the jury and you honestly were like trying to decide this woman's fate, could you say without a reasonable doubt that they made their case? Not if she's guilty, because we don't think she's guilty.
But here's the thing, though, is the reason that I could never be on a jury is because I won't change my mind once I've decided something.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to separate the two.
I would cause a hung jury. Oh, I would be hung. I'd be hung in that jury, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm just like, honestly, here's the other thing, too. I don't know how much I'm going to be paying attention. So I don't know if I'm the right person to ask.
Don't ever be on my fucking jury.
No, it's just like, you know, when you're bored and like you have to sit for a long time, you get distracted, mm-hmm, and you start looking at like the people, and then you're trying to figure out what animals they look like or whatever. And then all of a sudden the day's over and I'm like, fuck, I missed every. I mean, that's ADHD, man. Yeah, like I can't help it.
I'm there like pleading for my life. I'm on trial for a crime I didn't commit. And you're wondering juror what number animal seven, people get look off like. Your phone, please.
No, I wouldn't be on my phone. I'd follow the rules because I'm a rule follower. But honestly, I would probably spend more time, first of all, paying attention to what your face looks like when you cry and seeing if I thought it was real. Mm. But then I'm looking at your outfit. I'm looking at your makeup. Mm. Looking at your hair. You know?
And I also feel like the first few things I heard about her, like lying about the nanny, lying about the job, those things, I'd be like, forget it. Yeah. I know she did it. I don't care what they do after that.
I know that reasonable doubt is a thing, but I'm just like, I think she did it.
If I was coming into this cold, I believe she's guilty and I would have found her that way. But looking at it objectively without my opinions in it of what she did, I don't think the prosecution made a strong enough case. I still think she's guilty, but they just had to make a better case. Do you know what I mean?
Scott Peterson, I think, is guilty, but I don't think they proved the case. I think it's more likely than not that Adnan Syed is guilty. But they did not prove the case.
Thank you. They proved
the case. He should not have been convicted.
Thank you. So many people came for me when I said that. But.
Like it's more likely than not. No. But
I think so too. I'm leaning towards yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to go real quick again to Nancy Grace just to get closing thoughts on the trial. So she's found not guilty on all counts. Nancy Grace, what is your reaction?
Top bomb right out of Florida, breaking news. She has been found not guilty of killing her daughter, Kaylee Anthony. We're going right now to the scene to see what is going on.
I'm not sure what's better, your voice or your face while you're doing that.
Caitlin always makes fun of the fact that when I do voices, I have to do faces. But
yeah. I'm a hand talker when I'm doing, although when I do Miss Debbie, I do the face with it.
Can we see?
Yeah, I'll be like, there is no need to shame someone who doesn't know what they're doing. They're just looking for a dick size. Chantel, why are you wearing no underwear? It doesn't make sense. Like, that's how she talks. And then you have John. Then you have John who's meh, meh, sparkles. Meh. Maybe we'll roll up in there. I don't know what I'm saying. Meh, whatever.
River, you want a wrench?
River. Okay. So she is found guilty on 4 misdemeanors. Oh, this is something too. Even the judge, Belvin Perry, senior. What do you do to a judge? Do you bow to them?
You curtsy.
I think you salute.
I think you curtsy and you say, Your Majesty.
You don't do it. It's weird. You don't do any of these things.
So, but however, he was like,
wait, we need to stop before we get there. This guy, this man's name is Belvin.
I was going to say, we're not going to talk about the name.
Belvin. This baby came out of someone's womb and they were like, oh, he looks Belvin. Like a little Belvin. Like,
it's got to be a family name. It's got to be a family name.
Belvin.
Belvin is like,
I go by Vinny. I'm sorry,
dude. There's enough evidence to think she's guilty. Like, I was stunned.
Yeah.
And I'm always really interested in how a judge weighs in because I feel like I think this is not going to age well in about 4 or 5 years, but I feel like judges are pretty impartial and they do see everything.
Yeah.
So I'm always interested in what they think. And he's like, yeah, she's guilty.
So well, if you want to know my thoughts on judges, the only experience I have is with the Arizona Department of Child Safety.
Oh, no. Oh, and- no. Well, when I was in juvenile court, the judge was a real dick to me. So I'm just going to say that. Okay.
What were you there for?
Cigarettes?
I broke into an abandoned house and we were arrested for trespassing and partying there.
I just want to go on the record really quick because I don't know if you guys know who I was as a young person. I've never been in trouble. I've never done any of this stuff. Like, I've never stolen. I've never.
Oh, no, I was a trash human. I wasn't. Let me say this. I was a follower. Amanda knows I could be pulled into a cult. Yeah. So like the popular kids would be doing crazy things and I'd just be like, please like me. And I'd be following along. So I was always caught up in stuff, but I was never the mastermind.
Okay.
Okay.
You're like, I just went along for the ride.
Yeah. Yes, basically. So Jose says in a press conference, I saved a life today. Saved a life, you motherfucker. All right, now here's the fallout. She doesn't talk with her parents. She lives with one of her attorneys for a while. She receives sanctuary in a church compound. We'll get there.
Jesus.
In January 2013, two of her charges are dropped. Zanita Gonzalez sues her. The security company sues her. Or the rescue, the search and rescue company sues her. She has to file for bankruptcy. In that filing, we hear from Dominic Casey, a PI who says, oh, by the way, Casey Anthony was blowing Jose Baez the entire time
and pay for her
defense in sexual favors.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Do what you gotta do.
First of all, I don't like the sex shaming that's going on here because if I had the ability to get anything with blowjobs or sexual favors, it would never stop me. Mm-hmm. I would be doing it all the time, but no one wants it from me. So it's like, you know, I
disagree. I think there's people out there who would want it.
I think
there's a lid for every pot.
Thank you.
And it's not just Caitlin.
Just the mouth.
But I want them to do things for me. I want them to pay my way, not just I blow them for no reason.
Okay. Right, right.
You're looking for a sugar daddy situation.
I'm just saying, if you're looking for corruption, I'm sure you can find some.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sure.
That makes me feel better. I just didn't feel like I was sexy enough.
I think you're sexy enough to get embroiled into a sex corruption scandal.
Thank you. That's great.
So he also says that he was hired, this is interesting, not to go look for Kaylee because she was missing, to go find her body because they knew she was dead. He says when examining pictures of the Anthony property, he is the one who came up with the pool idea because he saw that the ladder had been left there. And once this goes public, Casey Anthony and Jose Baez emphatically deny it, but everyone else seems to think it's true.
Sure.
Cindy says, here's what Cindy thinks happened. Okay. Last words from Cindy and George. Cindy says, on June 16th, I feel like Kaylee drowned in the pool and Casey panicked. She feels like it was an accident. She panicked and that's why she lies. And she said she learned of this drowning theory from Jose Baez. He told her several weeks before. And Casey says she does talk to, or Cindy says she does talk to Casey from time to time. They're trying to reconnect, but it's been hard. And she says, if I have to forgive her, because if I don't, I can't live with myself. As a mom of girls, I get this. I get this.
Yeah. You would talk to him?
I think I can't imagine a scenario where I'd turn my back on my kid. Like I'd have them arrested if they killed my grandchild, but I would have to find a way to reconcile that. And I think this is her trying to find that way. She knows what Casey did, in my opinion.
She's just trying to make it not as bad.
George says, I don't believe this. He says, I think my daughter would have called 911. She would have said something. He says, in the months leading up to this, Kaylee would sleep for like 10, 12, 13 hours at a time. She'd have dark circles under her eyes. He thinks Casey was drugging Kaylee to make her sleep. Her friends were on drugs. They were dealing in Xanax. The reporter says, what do they call Xanax, what's the street name? He's like, Zanny the nanny. She could have gotten it. George thinks Casey gave her something and Kaylee didn't wake up. He doesn't talk to his daughter and he never will. Now the most shocking part of the whole documentary, they're still married.
I know.
I could not believe
it. I know.
That.
I know. How can you do that where one parent is still talking to the child, the other one isn't, because of this situation? It's not because, like, you know,
right. And to have like the kid. Different theories. Like, it seems hard to be on the same page when you believe different
Oh, see,
things.
I wasn't even thinking anything of that. I just, he's always given me the vibes that he has affairs. And I thought by now they would have come out or something.
I just think he's a creepo. There's something about him that makes me so uncomfortable.
So
what do you guys believe? Because I believe George's story. Like, I think she was giving her drugs and drugging her.
And she just drugged her too much.
Drugged her too much, yes.
I mean, again, not to lean too heavy into this, but George was a cop. True. And yeah. I think that he may have developed over the course of his career some instincts about things or peoples people or situations. And maybe he thought, you know, this is what happened. I kind of agree. I think that's what happened. I think it was an accident.
Yeah, I don't think she intentionally tried to kill her, but I think she would make it easier for her to go party if she was asleep and she'd drug her.
My mother thinks they overcharged her, and that's why the case failed, because it's hard to prove premeditation.
Right, if they just charged her with manslaughter, they might have.
But one of the lesser charges was manslaughter. I have it here. And here it is, aggravated manslaughter, not guilty. Aggravated child abuse, not guilty.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So well, I feel like I remember one time someone saying that because they were saying no to like the biggest one, that it was something along the lines of like it like took away their points for the others. Something along those lines. I mean, obviously
we need a lawyer to weigh in here.
What do you think?
Well, I was going to say my legal knowledge comes from Legally Blonde.
Okay.
So it's pretty
spot on.
Pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Habeas corpus, you know, all those things.
Yes. Sounds good.
Yeah, like it's hard.
Top mom. Well, like mine hard. Comes from Nancy Grace.
I feel like she full on killed her.
Oh, like on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay. Like in a fit of rage because she wanted to go to the hot dress contest and Kaylee was like, she had diarrhea and she couldn't get her in the car.
No, I think Kaylee had a hotter dress and she was like pissed. And she was like, I'm not going to compete with you. You're so young. You're hot. Everyone's like, I'm the old thing. You know, I'm just like
a
piece of shit.
I cannot lose a hot contest to my 2-year-old daughter. I just can't.
Mm-hmm. And so she just, get over here. Yeah.
Okay. So you think it was fully intentional?
I believe it was intentional.
Amanda?
I think it was an accidental overdose. I do think she was probably drugging the kid so she could get away with living a life. And it was accidental and she panicked.
Hmm. Caitlin?
Oh, I started. Remember?
Yeah, she was the accidental.
You said accident, right?
Yeah, I said I believe George's
theory. The best thing about Caitlin is she won't just go with it. Like, we all knew that she started, except for Amy, but she's like, I started it. Like, just say what your thought was again.
Listen, I just wanted her to be more clarifying.
Clarify, yes. I think she was drugged so Casey could go party.
Here's the thing, though. I believe George. Let's imagine she was drugged, right? Mm-hmm. She accidentally overdosed her. Even then, you could still write that off as some sort of accident. You could say,
she got into my Xanax.
She got into my pills.
She got away with it.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. At 22, you're not thinking like that. No. At 22, you're panicked, period. Yeah. You think, like, you heard her. She kept saying, like, she thought her mother would kill her.
Yeah.
She, all this lying, she was like, I didn't want to tell my mother that I, like, lost my kid. You forgetting how young 22 is.
Okay, but at the same time, you're saying that she's scared, but then her parents come in and say, they say some that she's dead and she says, surprise, surprise. Like, she's also seems very unaffected by it.
Yeah. And she didn't try to do anything about it.
Yeah.
And
but she's 100% that kid died at her hand.
Yes.
Whether it's accident or intentional. That's for what I believe.
And never once near the pool.
No. The pool was a made up theory that they thought would be good.
Yeah.
But no. You would call. You would just call.
Yeah, you would call. If you find your child, like, floating in a pool, the first thing you do is call 911.
And sometimes they can save them.
Yeah.
So, like, you would be trying to save them. Yeah.
You'd pull the kid out, start doing CPR.
Yeah, as a former cop, he probably knew CPR.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. All in favor of the fact that Kaylee was going to upstage her at the Hot Girl contest. Actually,
I can't with you.
Hi. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I'm glad we can all agree, though, that we know it was Casey.
Now,
that's like a Madeline McCain situation where we're like, I'm not really sure, you know?
Oh.
We have to tackle that one, too. Pandora's at the very thought. End, Belvin, our good buddy Belvin, says there's only one person who knows what happened will only ever know what happened if Casey decides to speak, and even then we can't believe it.
Yeah. Because I watched that whole documentary that she did.
Oh, terrible.
Where she tried to make herself look good.
Well, I'm like, here's the thing. That's the first thing I ever like read or heard about the story. So I was like, this poor woman.
Oh, my God.
Yikes. Germany did you dirty.
Germany fucked me over, man. Stop, Mom.
All right, guys. Well, I think another case solved.
Yep.
All right. What are we going to tackle next?
Another one solved. I think Jody Aries is next.
Yeah, I can learn all of that because apparently I know nothing about it. Apparently,
at some point, I do want us to dive into Chris Watts.
Oh, sure. I enjoy Chris Watts
in there.
No, but just to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Madeline McCain could be good because that one is.
Yeah,
I do.
Let's
feel like
let's ask the listeners,
sides.
Guys. Come at us. Tell us what case you want us to
murder.
To
solve.
What do you want next?
Case would you like us to solve? Because
we
solve
OJ. We solved OJ.
We have solved OJ.
OJ solved. Okay. Yeah,
that one's
good solved. To go. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And you kind of know that it's solved when the person gets off, and there's never any effort to find the real killer.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then he writes a book saying, if I did it, this is what I would have done.
Like the investigation into Kaylee Anthony, like there's no investigation.
No one's
like,
tried any harder because they
know who did it.
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Oh, God. Ugh. All right, guys. Nancy Grace, why don't you take us out? Tell everyone, like, you know, where they could find us and what you think of this case in summation.
This just in, Little Miss Trashbag has been found guilty of creating yet again another podcast that has made you tickle your panties.
Tickle your panties.
I don't know.
Why? Why?
Why?
Why? All right, guys. Thank you so much. This was a blast. Yep. We'll see you soon.
Another episode of Murder Club. Done.
Murder Club, solved. Closed. We need the Law and Order.
This case is closed.
We are the jury and we have decided.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.